they're talking about tomorrow, when they're taking Johnny away. Said he wasn't no good, never done the things that he should. That's all the judge had to say. He went in the army when he was 18. Crazy young Irish and mean. Took a kid who was half gone all the way to be wrong with bloodlust and M16s. His father, he thanks us for coming.
All right. We are back.
Are we throwing these on right now?
In a minute.
Okay.
It's been a while,
it's been
boys.
A while. It's been a while.
Some of us look kind of different now, Fitz.
Two weeks without the boys, huh?
Fitz, he looks like he de-aged himself. Like, he's like Robinson.
Benjamin Button ass motherfucker.
Scorsese went over his house like he did to De Niro in The Irishman.
Yeah.
Like, it took years off him with that beard.
It's been 8 years since I've taken my facial hair down this low, and it feels odd.
You look stupendous.
I walked in and I was fully expecting you both to shit all over me, make fun of my weak ass chin. And both of you were like gentlemen, like, oh, Fitz, you look younger.
Hey, you do,
I love
great.
It.
You're great in my eyes all the time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, real quick before we get started here.
Pass one of those cups.
Live from the Dot Tavern is next Sunday.
Yep.
6:30 p.m. Danny might be running a few minutes late, but we'll make
definitely
do.
Definitely will be running a few minutes late.
That's all right. We got Jeff Clough in the house. So Dot Tavern is owned by Jinty's girlfriend,
yep,
Megan, who's great. And she was like, when I met her at Jinty's show, she was like, you guys should do it from there. And like, she's been great. So she was like 6:30. They're having some small business thing before. We're on after that. And it's going to be like just a hang. Like, we're not going to like have loudspeakers and shit, but like come hang out. Like, anybody from the South Shore, we'd love to see you. Maybe you can jump on the mic while Danny's not there. Like I said, we're just going to shoot the shit and talk to Jeff Glau. And I'm sure that we'll be talking about priests and sexual abuse and all that funny stuff. You know what I mean? But during the show at some point, I'll come up with the address, but I don't have it right in front of me right now. But anyways, we'll be there next Sunday. We'd love to see you guys. It's a great spot. It's a bar. They sell beer. We drink it. So we'd love to see you there. So, all right. First order of business.
Yep.
We have a fucking beer here. Yeah, now, Jumptown was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Don't know what we do.
let's talk about, this was his idea for Monday.
So Jumptown was like, can we do this Monday date? And I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, how about Sunday at 8? I'm like, I just got back from vacation. Like, I was like, this isn't going to work. But anyways, he was a gentleman. He has a beer out from Epigram Brewing.
Now, can I tell you a quick story about Epigram?
Yep.
So as you know, I'm not a massive brewery guy. I am going to thoroughly enjoy this beer. But Jump called me this morning, and literally, I want to say 8:30, quarter of 9, or something like that. And I just hit, yo! And I'm like, we don't know, but we do. He goes, but we do. And he goes, hey, I have a favor. He goes,
wait, didn't you say... Didn't you say it was a butt tile?
I thought it was a butt tile.
I was like, no.
Who texts at 8 on a... I mean, who calls at 8 on a Monday?
Dude, I can't get in touch with him ever. And yeah. He calls me whenever he wants, I guess. Yeah. But he... So he calls me. I answer. And he's like, I have a favor. He goes, I got to drop off some beer to some people. And I'm going to be in your area. Do you mind picking up some beer and bringing them for the boys? And I'm like... Why would I care about that? I'm like, where am I meeting you? And he goes, oh, Malden. I go, yeah, I would have a huge problem with that.
Easy.
Right? So he drops Bear off to the Irish American. Right?
Yep.
The bartender there, his brother owns this brewery.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Jack Tail's brother owns Epigram Brewery.
Holy shit.
So he dropped him off and not knowing each other. So Jack looks at the back and like as Jump's leaving, he's like, whoa, whoa. Where's this from? He's like, oh, place in Tingsbury. He's like, you know, guy, and I think Jack has 17 fucking brothers. I forget which one it was, but he goes, do you know my brother so-and-so Teal? And he goes, yeah. He goes, that doesn't, like, that's not fucked up to you? And Jump's like, oh, shit, you're his brother? You know what I mean? Like, just a small world. So he gave me, Jump gave us 6 beers, I think 2 apiece, and Jack took one because he wanted to try it. So yep. I came with 5. I'll have one. You boys can have the other 2.
And Alan from the IA, great Irishman. He texted me a picture of one in front of him.
Yeah.
He's like, jump at the IA. So anyways, obviously we're going to support our boy. He's got his own fucking beer. Jump down his own beer. We don't have our own beer.
Fucking love it.
How's that even happen? We're going to find somebody to make us a beer. Anyways, I'm dying to try this. There's no like weed in it.
No.
But, like, it says it's terpenes. It's terpenes, maybe, right?
So I don't know. I think it's just
my latest Google search and I didn't look it up. What it is.
It's a flavor profile.
Of weed?
For the weed. But it has no cannabinoids in it.
Weirdly enough.
Imagine we were fucking baked as fuck after we drank these beers.
Yeah.
We're just all fucking wrecked.
I was like, can you fail a drug test? Google, can I fail a drug test for terpenes? Google's like, nah, dude, you're good.
As we are about to sip this, Jack Teal just texted me, how did you like it? Well, Jack, give me 1 second.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's great. It definitely tastes like weed. A little bit.
I'm fucking wasted, man.
Oh, that's fucking, I like that.
That's very good.
And you know me.
Yeah.
That is very good.
Not a weed guy or a dank beer.
It's not a typical New England IPA.
Nope.
It's got more of a fruity and not citrus.
Nope.
More like
melon.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm getting notes of melon.
Hell yeah.
You know what I wanted to do at one point?
This is the fucking brewery shit I can't do. All right, listen, I can't do this.
You know what, listen, when I first got into craft beer, say like 2016 or 17, there were all these, I would follow all these Instagram channels that were like, guys like being like, I'm getting honeydew melon. I'm getting, when your mother would have the frozen grape juice in the sleeve.
Oh.
I'm getting that note, right? And I wanted to start one where I would just review beers and be like, I'm getting like, you know, if you've ever left a hockey bag in the back of your car for 3 weeks, I'm getting that note. I'm getting
that smells like my grundle.
Yeah, exactly. This beer is excellent. Chump Town, congratulations.
Chump, and the can is sick, dude. That screams Lowell, Massachusetts, by the way.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mill City.
Yep.
I think it's got a UFO on it. Yes, it does.
Oh my God, it does.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
I just saw like the graffiti on it or whatever. It looks sick.
Speaking of good beers, and we're going to talk about vacations today. New Patreon members. Real quick.
Yeah, baby.
Quick shout out. My boy, Dave Scott. Doghouse Cornhole member. He texts me. He's like, how do I get a hoodie? And I'm like, what size do you need? Because it's like, we usually sell them to the Patreon guys first, but I might have it. And he's like, oh, he's lost a ton of weight. Looks great. He's like, I'm a large now. I'm like, perfect. And he's like, can I sign up for the Patreon? I'm like, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Jake Wilcox.
I mean, goes without saying.
He's going to be on the show at some point.
So, we do have to talk about that too, because he's dying. He's like he's a avid listener. And we got to do it. We got to talk about, because we haven't seen each other, but I got to talk about the Patriots Day massacre at Fenway Park that happened.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there.
But Jake Wilcox, starting quarterback, Brown University. What a ravishing young man.
Yep.
Dashing in, about 6'3". No beautiful humble. Eyes. Paws all day.
Speaking of beautiful fellas, third and final new Patreon member, Dr. Strange.
Yeah!
Dr. Strange is in the Patreon, all right? He's in there. He's up in there. As I said, I will not reveal his name or who he is. By the way, all proof can go out the window. All suspicion of me being Dr. Strange, I think, can go out the window at the point of that voicemail.
Yeah.
That
voicemail was... That was the best voicemail.
That was unbelievable.
It's got to be.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was like it was bottled up inside him. It was like, I listened to it twice or three times when I was down in Hilton Head walking around.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just so fucking good. I showed it to Tommy. He was loving it.
You ever see Waiting with, right? You know, at the end when the kid could finally talk?
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah, the new kid.
Yeah. He just fucking loses his mind. Yeah. That was
and you.
Yeah.
You're don't the even worst fucking, of all.
Don't even look at me.
So real quick, before we get into vacations, I played at Twisted Fate on
Saturday.
And I was there with some of the classics there. Chaybach was there, Tashi, McGrath, Mo Morrill and his wife showed up. Gagne, Mike Sullivan, Petros came at the end. Fucking legend. anyway, so we're having a beer afterwards, and then like Dave wasn't there, owns it. And like when it came time to get paid, I'm like, can I just get paid in beers this time? And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna call Dave. So so he hooked me up with a bunch of beers, and I'm like, I mean, I'm gonna buy them either way. So it's like, yeah. I might as well just take them from here, you know? Excellent beer, great place. We got to try their like anniversary Belgian triple beer, which I'm not really a Belgian person. It was fucking excellent. Had like a kind of like
hockey bag taste.
Yeah, it was exactly. Yeah.
This was no hockey bag. Anyways, that happened. And so, yeah, tell us about Patriots Day.
Oh, Glenn with one N, my fucking arch nemesis right now. Although I just did his water heater literally yesterday. So we're back on good terms. Went to the game, bought the cheapest tickets available. Glenn picked me up right around 8 o'clock in the morning, Patriots Day, last Monday. And we headed in. We went to game on. Now, for whatever reason, my phone, the charge report wasn't plugged in. So I thought my phone was plugged in the whole time. It wasn't. I woke up with a 14% battery.
That's the worst. Yeah,
it's the worst.
And I know it's going to be a long day in Boston.
Yeah.
So I tell him this. Now, he has an Android like an idiot. So I can't even charge my phone on the way there or anything. So I go, whatever you do, you cannot leave my side. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Be a pal. Be a buddy.
Yeah.
So we go to game on. I am extremely, extremely hungover from the night before. We had a coaches meeting. Long story short, didn't end well. It ended well, but it didn't end well.
Shampoo effect.
Yes.
In effect.
Beautiful day, Monday. And we end up at game on downstairs. I get recognized almost immediately from the beef page.
Nice.
And then the second time I went to go pay my tab and another dude paid my tab.
From the beef page?
From the beef. I didn't even catch his name.
You know what? You gave him a lot of free entertainment over the years.
Yeah.
I believe in that.
So yeah. It was, and then multiple times inside Fenway. We go into the game. I don't think I seen one pitch. And I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
We walk into the grandstand. The first person I see is Sean O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's there. Jake Wilcox is there. Jake Wilcox signed up from the Patreon in the grandstand of Fenway Park. And he's like, how do I sign up? And I was like, honestly, I have no idea. But Patreon.com is probably a good way play to start. And he just fucking went there, did it. Bing, bang, boom. He's a member. Yeah. And so we right around the eighth inning, I go, listen, I'm no rookie here, but we should probably leave now. Red Sox stink currently.
Yeah.
Let's go to another bar before the place is already mobbed. And no one wanted to listen to me. So I go, I'm going to go now. You guys meet me there. At this point, my phone is completely dead. So Glenn's like, I got to go with him. I'm like, all right, somebody with some common sense. And then the ripple effect happened. Everyone started to come. We get in there, not a soul in there. I go, perfect. We're in. We went to the Lansdowne. Great bar.
Yep.
Great bar.
It is a great bar.
So the first hour or so we were there, it was a DJ. And then a band came on. And it just got more packed to pack. And the band was great. They did like top 40. They had a girl singer, redhead. Kind of hot. But the thing with like
they go up 2 points, by the way. Any person goes up 2 points when they start if they can sing.
Oh, and she was she started out with Paramore.
Well, I'm usually a one, but now I'm a three. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So they give you a card right back after you open your tab, which I've never done that before. Usually you have to keep the card there.
No, new places now are giving it back to you.
Right back to you. So
I like that because especially if you like don't have it all together.
Yeah.
So
I usually don't.
Nothing worse than driving back the next morning.
Yeah. No. Like, do you have my card? Yeah. So we get
I left one of my cards at Hooters for 2 weeks once.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
So like an hour or two goes by and I don't recognize anybody around me. And like, I'm not drunk and I'm just like, oh, maybe they went over to that side and they just didn't tell me. And I can't find a soul. Yeah. Finally, I'm just like, fuck it. I look, it's like 4:30 in the afternoon. Game's long gone over. I'm like, I'm just going to go home. So I hop on the Green Line the wrong way. And I end up at Heat Street. So those that don't know Heat Street, not the greatest neighborhood to get dropped off at that you're not from.
Nope.
But I know the area well. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to take the Green Line back because that first ride was terrible. So I walked to Ruggles.
Better.
Worse.
Walked to Ruggles. Got on. It was like an hour and 45 minutes before I got back to Malden. And I just took Ruggles back to Malden Center. I walked to a restaurant that I'm familiar with. I said, I need two things from you. I go, I need an iPhone charger and I need a tray of meatballs.
Yeah. I love it.
And she was very generous. It wasn't one of the bartenders that I originally knew, but... she let me use a charger. I was like, I just need it for like 10 minutes just so I can call my ride and I'll be on my way. So 10 minutes on the charger. I have 63 missed phone calls and about 100 text messages.
Yeah.
Mostly from like group chat. So it really wasn't that many people. But finally I called I get a text from Glenn. He's like, where are you? Clearly he knew that my phone was fucking dead.
Yeah.
So I go, you're useless to me. Leave me. Don't even call me. He's like, where are you? I said, I'm at this restaurant. And he goes, well, hop on the train and come back here. I go, are you fucking dumb, dude?
He was still down there?
Yeah, he was still there, 4:30. So
getting in arguments with like your very closest friends is actually, it's kind of fun because you don't have to hold back. You can be like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, complete idiot. So, and then of course, so that was for Monday, Friday, he goes golfing and they end up at Hooters afterwards. And the kid FaceTimed me. I'm like, tell that loser friend of yours to pick up the fucking tab on my behalf.
Oh, he was with Bobby, right?
He was with Bobby. He was with Bobby and he was with my buddy.
Very funny about that is that, so that was when we got back from Hilton then. I was starving. Like, we had no food in the house, obviously. So girls wanted Kelly's fries. So I'm like,
yeah.
All right, Mags, I'm like, I'll pick something up. I just don't want to drive all over the place. What do you want? She's like, I just want like a sub. And I'm like, all right, I'll go to Jersey Mike's. So I go to Jersey Mike's. They have my shit ready. Whatever. Anyways. So I get it. They gave it to me. It was all right. Order's perfect. Bobby Froyo texts me. He goes, they're in here calling your name. It was 2 hours later. They're like, they must have made the order twice or something. They're calling my name. I go, and pick it Bobby up. Goes, every time they say it, I go, he's a loser. Anyways, I was thinking about driving back over there and getting a second helping.
That's great.
Real quick, I'm just going to really quickly sum up my vacation.
We got something wild from Danny's Patriots Day that we could talk about on the Patreon, or maybe talk about it.
Sure.
It was a video that Sean sent us from the Grandstand of Fenway.
That's Patreon type.
It's Patreon
stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It didn't involve anything that Sean Bryan was doing wrong.
No.
It's not about Sean or Danny.
No, none of us.
It's just wild, reckless behavior that we'll talk about on the Patreon.
Unbelievable, actually.
Hey, yeah. Broad daylight.
Yeah. Something that could easily get you arrested and sentenced. Pretty much. So I was down in Hilton Head. I went to the golf tournament. First of all, I will say this before we get into vacations and all that stuff. When you know somebody who owns a bar at a place, you're like a fucking, it's like, you just feel like such a stud. Like, you walk in and it's like, there's two fucking shots ready for you. Yeah. Like, what do you want? You know what I mean? Like,
it's also a recipe for disaster.
Well, obviously, I'm a recipe for disaster already. But we went to the highlight of the trip was, I mean, obviously it was great. And you know what? A lot of the nights I just hung in with Tommy, watched Fallout show. That's fucking good. Awesome.
Great show.
Yeah. So we watched that. Yep, we finished it.
Yeah, I finished it too.
The weather's great down there. Tommy goes, if we could just drop Melrose in this weather, it would be fucking awesome. Yeah. Like just replace those two states. You know what I mean? Just everything, the food, everything.
Absolutely.
So anyways, had a good time hanging by the pool, went to the beach. And, by the way, this kid brought cornhole boards out to the beach. It took me like a round or two because I haven't played in like 6 months. Then it was a decimation. People, but they weren't having, nobody was
like, who is this guy?
I wasn't even having fun. Yeah. It was like,
fucking, like, I'm Batman.
Yeah, it was like Floyd Mayweather fighting me. You know what I mean? But we went to the golf tournament, the Heritage.
Yeah.
And we were in the private tent and everything because this kid has the hookup for everything. And he owns the bar now. He bought it. And it's like a very well-established big bar on the island. And like, everybody knows him. So it's like, and by the end of it though, like, you're in the sun all day, you're drinking fucking Jack and Cokes. And then like, we're walking down 18 to get out of there. Like, I saw Scotty Scheffler, it was sick. And then I'm like, hey, at one point I turned into a pumpkin. Like, I want to go home.
You followed for like three holes?
Yep.
It's awesome.
But then at the end, I'm like, I want to go home. I'm ready. It's like, I'm turning into a pumpkin here. You know what I mean? Like, and like, as he's walking down, all these people rent these huge condos, 30 grand to rent that condo for the week, by the way, overlooking the 18th hole. So anyways, we're walking down, he's talking to everybody. And I'm like, I gotta go, dude. I'm like, I can find my way out. I'm good. They have like a shuttle that brings you back to that area. Went to his bar without him. Ordered. I'm like, just get me a Miller Lite and get me fucking group of tacos. She brought it over. I had three sips out of the Miller Lite, housed the tacos, went home, went to bed. But anyways, great trip. It was fun. I'll get into it more later. But you know what the highlight of my week was? I played 27 holes with Kev Maher yesterday and Ryan Ahern.
Hell yeah.
And the best was we make the turn for 27 and Ryan was like supposed to be home, like to do dinner with the kids and everything. He has little kids, and that's understandable because that's my life was like that, and I didn't get a ton of rope in those days. So Kev Ma's like, Ryan, he's like, you're dead to me if you don't make this turn. And I'm like, never invite you up there again, stuff, right? He goes, this kid, he's a hern. This kid fucking doesn't make the turn. I'm going to kill him, right? So I'm like, you know, Ryan's on the phone talking to his wife, and obviously she was like, yeah, it's fine. And we made the turn. Like, it was just a day of like, two drinks at every time we made the turn.
Yep.
Kev Maher just smashing golf balls down into the fucking depths of this course. We had an absolute blast. It was fucking awesome. And then like last night, we had like two beers at the bar, and I'm like, I once again turned into a pumpkin. I'm like, I gotta go, dude. I was just exhausted from the week. What'd you do? Staycation.
Staycation. We had great family time on Friday night. Modern Butcher was doing that first sit-in dinner. So I got two tickets for me and one for me and Melissa, and they did smash burgers with caramelized onions on it. Dude, tallow fries. So it's like fucking. Oh,
yeah. I mean,
like
beef tallow.
Yeah, yeah. That's the oil.
Yeah.
That I they mean, fucking.
How crunchy fry are
they? Dude, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I ate the whole entire thing, the whole burger, all the fries. And then they did a milkshake from Churn and Company. Oh, that was like an Christ. Oreo milkshake.
I would have shit my pants in the restaurant.
I was so full, right? I went home.
That was a confidence statement.
We had a babysitter.
Yeah.
I went home and passed out on the couch for like 2 hours. Yeah. Melissa's like upstairs folding laundry. And I wake up. It's like 9:30. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I'm folding laundry. I was like, all right, you want to have a drink? The whole time. Like,
were they the marrow burgers though they did them with?
No, it was all like their grindings from all the leftover shit.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It was one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. They don't do anything
they know,
bad.
They my know buddy shit, dude.
Sent me today. They're Italian because we were always talking about the best Italians. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I've had it. Because remember you brought it back? Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, it is fucking unbelievable.
That's one that they have all the time. Yeah. It's not like a yeah. special. So the kids were at my mother's house. The whole time we're there. So I think Lisa added two seats for me.
Yep.
Because there was all single tables. Yeah. And then there was like a double table. So we sat next to a couple. So he was a beef guy.
Yep.
And I was like, so how'd you hear about this place?
He's like, you.
I'm like, no. I'm trying to get him to recognize me. He didn't recognize me.
No?
He had no clue who I was. And he's like, oh, because he's like, I used to work up here and they were in Newburyport and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, also, I'm on this North Shore Beefs page. I was like, oh, yeah, really? I was like, who do you know from that page? Like fucking fishing for fucking like, recognition,
like,
right?
Like me and Brennan driving up to fucking Bell's. Like, I might get recognized. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing happens. I was like, so as we're talking, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm actually a mod. But then the whole time, like Warren and Lisa are like coming over and they're like, Fitzy, how is it? How's it? What do you think?
Yeah.
And he's just like looking at me like, who the fuck is this guy?
He's riding home 10-2. He's like, oh my God.
He's like, oh, it's Fitzy.
Speaking of that, we got to talk about this real quick. So, because I forget what happened and didn't happen because we recorded those shows back to back. So the Friday after the last show we recorded, I'm like, I wanted to meet up with Nick Riley from the Beefs page. Oh, if you don't have the Beefs page, just join it and then North Shore Beefs and then just look up Nick Riley videos.
Yeah.
It's like, that's my favorite thing to do in my spare time. Anyways, so Nick Riley is the creator of one of the best lines ever on the internet, which is when some kid said, weren't you the guy who tried to fight five guys on the page? And he goes, I don't always win, but I usually do. So me and Fitzy went up and met him at Londy's.
Yeah.
And first of all, Nick Riley, bigger dude than I thought he was.
I thought he was shorter too. So he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. He's like 6'2", probably.
And he's got fucking.
Dude, he has hands.
Sledgehammers for fucking.
He's got
fists.
Dick beaters that will fucking like take your head off, as Bean Shooter would say.
He's a big boy.
He's a big dude, great guy. So me, him, and Fitzy got Beefs. Then Ted hooked us up. Greek fries, which were unbelievable.
Yep.
Baklava. Purdue's don't listen to us. And we had a great meal. We did a review together. Nick Riley's a fucking gentleman, a fucking great guy. We had a blast.
Awesome.
Blast. Anyways, but classic. It's like when you're with Fitzy, you get the recognition. Like Ted Lonnie was
So Ted knows who I am. This stiff at my table had no clue who the fuck I was until Lisa's like, oh, Fitzy, how is it? What do you think of the fries? What do you think of the burger? But before we went into Londy's, Brendan shows up and he locks his car and like.
Oh, he's making a beeline for the restaurant.
Makes a beeline for the door. I'm like, dude, I got beers. We got parking lot beers, no?
I'm already mentally on vacation.
Yeah, he's like, I thought you'd never ask. And he walks over. And I had just gotten the news that Connor made the Travel Mike
stand. Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Fucking right.
Like, I literally read the email right before Brendan showed up. And I was like, on cloud nine.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's amazing. So pumped. Pump for Connor. Also, real quick, the PTC Classic is coming up. All right, so listen.
Right around the corner.
Talked about it. I was a little mentally on vacation last week. I got a Zoom meeting with Sean B tomorrow.
Yeah.
To make sure we're all caught up on everything. Now, listen, you can sponsor a hole for this thing. We haven't really talked about that. We need to get signs going quick. So this week is probably the last week. I'll talk to Ben Franklin, Joe, tomorrow. We're doing shirt sizes, everything. All right? Everything is going to be done at the end of this week, and we're going to know everything. And people will be paid up and all that stuff. I'm doing everything tomorrow, probably. But anyways, if you want to sponsor a hole, I think, what was it? Sponsor hole?
$100.
$100, right? Get a sign made with your name on it. If you got a business, right? Put it on there. My business is already going to sponsor a hole. I'm already out money in this thing, and I'm running it, all right? So why don't you reach into those deep pockets you have But we'd love to have you sponsor Hole. So if you have a business that you want to promote or whatever, and then what we can do is if you have business cards or something, we'll leave them all over the tables. So like, yep, for example, Ben Franklin Print Company, I'm going to talk to Joe and just have him bring a bunch of those like 10% things. So we just put them all over the place because we want to support those that support us, mm-hmm, as always. So anyways, that's May 24th, right? Dude, I got to, first of all, my real quick, my yacht out there looks like Sanford's son, okay? I got to fucking, this whole weekend, I guess going to do complete yacht work. I might have to get a fucking dumpster. Because I got, May 24th, we got the tournament. It's Memorial Day weekend. That is going to be a massive weekend. Because I would like to keep with one thing that the guys from the Maroon and Gold, which kind of taken over that a little bit, that was for CF. What they did was they do the tournament. It's so hectic and you're like kind of on the whole time. The next day we would all get together at one of their houses and we just do steak tips and beers and throw cornhole and shit. And it's like come down from like the event. So like, I want to be able to do that. The weekend after that, I'm going, Panuzzo's coming. We're going to do the podcast and I'm going up to St. Mike's with him for a reunion weekend. The weekend after that is my daughter's graduation party. So like, I got to get a bunch of shit done before I get to that point. Yeah. Right.
Busy.
By the way, you guys obviously are invited to the graduation party. By yes. You guys, I mean you two, not everybody on this podcast. Yeah. I got fucking, I got random people showing up. Like, dude, it was Jumptown's gonna be doing the food. Doobie.
Oh yeah, heard that. Yep.
Anyways, we'll figure it out. So, all right, we're gonna talk about vacations. Let's do an ad real quick before we get started.
Sure.
Why don't we start with Ben Franklin Print Company? I'll start with that because Joe's our guy. They do all our stuff. All right. And I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling the love from Joe. He was on me. He texted me the other day. He's like, let's get on this, boys. Let's fucking do it. The design for our t-shirt, by the way, is sick.
It is.
Looks like the Masters. So many people have reached out and been like, hey,
can I just buy one?
Can I just buy that? Yeah. So anyways, 978-624-7341, Ben Franklin Print Company. All right. They're going to do everything for you. You want to wrap your truck? They'll wrap you in the truck. How do you like that? You want a fucking well-made sweatshirt? You're going to get one. Everybody's wearing the new hoodies. Brian Bach posted the other day, sent us a bunch of stuff. Brian Bach's a soldier.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Out in the field.
Frontline.
Dude,
fucking
slapping stickers, wearing everywhere. The hoodie. Like, nobody ever fucking, you know what he said to me when he was down here and hanging out? He was like, up here rather for him. He was like, I love that this is kind of like my thing that I have. Like that, like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, well, keep spreading that my thing of yours. But anyways, he does. He puts stickers up everywhere. Ben Franklin Print Company, 177 North Main Street, Building 600, Unit 11, Middleton, Mass., 01949. Now listen, you got to have stuff coming up that you don't want to get stuff for. Right, I'm talking about softball leagues, right? I'm talking about, they can do all this for you. I'm talking about hoodies, right? I'm going to get hoodies, I think, made for my daughter's softball team.
Signs,
you got to talk to Ben.
Stickers.
Yeah.
Anything.
Because I'll tell you right now.
Printed, he's
I'll tell you right now.
And he has a designer in-house.
And yep. He can do it for you. You look at, like, the shit that you see come out of some places. Like, I had a buddy that owns a business that's never sponsored this podcast, but whatever. He gave me, like, he's like, you want a hoodie? I'm like, yeah, I love hoodies, right? Fucking, this thing stunk. And I'm like,
belly shirt.
It was gross. It was like a fucking, you look like a poor person, this fucking shirt. You know what I mean?
God forbid.
You know what I mean? You look like a fucking complete poor person. Anyways, that's them. More than print. Way more than print. That's our guy. Now, real quick, before we get to the main vacation stuff, I have to talk about something. And I have a surprise. All right. Two things. Both regarding you, Danny. One, people are starting to think that your top five, your fifth pick is a bit that you're running on everybody.
All right. So can I speak on this?
Yes.
Yeah. Defend
no.
It. Hold the line.
I am holding the line because it is not a bit.
I know it's not a bit.
I know it's not a bit. And the mere fact that, like, if you, and I know, you know, YouTube's for certain people when we do this shit, but you can see a reaction. Like, it's 100% a true fucking thing.
Yeah.
When I tell you I want Gilly Ravioli as my fifth pick, I want Gilly. Did you try it yet?
I have not.
And you said you were going to.
I know. I'm going to. I want to get it and bring it here.
It's so fucking good.
We'll reheat it.
I will say this. Last draft that we had, I picked Will Smith as my fifth. Nothing against Will. But on the way home, I said I probably should have picked Jason Bateman.
He's also a guy who's, I didn't even think of this at the time, because I was actually kind of half drunk because it was a Thursday. None of that really matters, but... He has kind of fallen out of favor with America, like, in the last few years.
Will Fresh Smith. Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, so did Pete Rose for a little bit. He came back up to fucking, you know what I mean?
Still not in the Hall.
He should be.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, right. So even Jason Bateman, what movies, what What?
Here's why I love Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
So have you watched?
You're like, that's my obvious replacement for him. Like,
so, and I'll
say, I do think he's a great actor.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
So that's why. But like, I've never seen, this is what did it for me.
You've never seen something you didn't want to watch that he was in.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
But at the same time, first thing I think of Jason Bateman, I think funny as shit.
Yeah.
And then you watch Ozark.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he's great. Yeah.
The guy probably knows what he's
utilized, actually, I would say.
Have you ever seen Bad Words with him?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Dude.
I don't know if
I've seen when he plays the boss, right?
No, Bad Words.
Oh, is when he's the spelling bee thing.
Spelling bee.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
He found a loophole in a spelling bee. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
You need to watch it immediately. You're going to be hurling laughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very, very funny.
I love Ozark's fucking. But
he's serious in that. You know what I mean? Like he by the way, he was in Necessary Roughness, a C student. Remember that fucking great movie?
Yeah. No, he played the dickhead friend in the movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock. That's what it was. Went to high school.
Yeah.
And he used to rip on fucking The Rock when he was fat. Yep. It's great, actually. He's great in it. All right, so here's the other thing. You took a lot of Brian Bach made one of the best memes of all time, which was the Buffalo home of the appetizer. Now, when I was drifting off to sleep the other night, I was laying there and I was like humming a song, and then something started coming to me. So,
oh boy,
let's go.
I didn't know this was happening.
I got a little something for you. All right, let's see if I can remember how to play this.
I'm here for it.
Let's see. Almost heaven. Mozzarella sticks, potato skins, and sour cream. They've got dipping sauces, ranch, and blue cheese. Wings for days, just growing on the trees. Buffalo, take me home to the place. Apps are from awful weather and trashy people. Take me home, Buffalo. All my memories gather around her. Deep fried onion rings in horrible batter. And at the Bills game, toothless folks all around. But in all the restaurants, we have got it down. Buffalo, take me home to the place. Appetizers are from awful weather. Trashy people, take me home. Buffalo.
Gold.
I mean,
gold.
I'm ear to ear smiling, laughing.
It's a fucking riot. Cause even after you were like, I know it's right. But you still doubled down and said it.
I don't know why I thought we just meant United States.
You know what cracked me up too is my father said, he's like, when we cut the reel, I cut the reel for it. He's like, the best was looking at Danny's face because it was like, he immediately knew he was fucking wrong. And he kind of half knew when he was saying it. And like, immediately he was like, fuck, I wish I didn't
say it. Yeah.
So the best part about this that you just wrote.
Yeah.
We have a huge following with the Irish down the IA.
Yeah. And they are just obsessed with that song.
They're obsessed with the song West Virginia.
Yeah.
They know it word for word.
It's a great fucking country song.
When Keith hears that, he is just going to berate me for the rest of my life.
Well, that's what Jinty said. He said that the stick season is the new country road for like the younger Irish kids.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, let's talk vacations.
That was fantastic.
I got one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
John Bowman.
Yes.
Has a
wood burning
Instagram page called Jebs_Burns. And I bought something off of him.
Yep. Not gonna say what it is.
He already got Mark right, already okay, got it. Right. Yeah, so it's a Mark. Mark has a house in New Hampshire and I put the New Hampshire outline and it looks like a pond. Yep. You saw it, right?
No.
Oh, well, I didn't show you?
I don't think so.
You were on the text.
You were on it. You were probably hammered. it's the outline of New Hampshire with the mountains in the back, trees, and then two loons floating on a lake.
It was great.
Dude, it's unbelievable. It says the Fitzes.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
And you
awesome.
Know what? I sent him a message. Fucking listen to me, Fago boy.
Yeah.
I love you. But I sent him a message to be like, I want something for the garage. And he hasn't got back to me yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he must have just not seen the message. He's a responsible motherfucker. Dude, he's a patriot. He's a lifer.
He answered me immediately.
Wow, he probably likes you better.
Wait till he knows you got a new beard now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, listen, put the headphones on. We're going to start this thing off correctly. All right. We're talking about vacations.
That is fucking dope, dude.
Tell me if you can hear through your headphones.
Sure. Yep.
You got it?
Yep.
Yep.
We're going to start it off with this. You ready?
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's classic favorite family fun park. Sorry.
What?
Clark, what are you doing?
We watch his program. Buy his toys, we go to his movies. He owes us. Doesn't he owe us?
We've all been Clark.
He owes the Griswolds, right? Fucking A, right, he owes us.
I forgot when I found it. I forgot that he says fucking A, right? And it killed me when I heard it.
Yeah. Ian, that gunshot that you thought you heard was him punching the moose in the face.
Yeah.
It wasn't a gunshot.
No.
The gunshot comes later when he shoots John Candy in the ass.
Yes.
That's right.
All right. What a fucking movie.
Here's my take. I'm going to start off with my take on vacations. I think vacations are fucking overrated. I think they're a fraud. I don't like them. I'm just going to tell you this right now. All right. Let me start off with the origin of vacations. Danny, where do you think the
you knew Buffalo. Where I was going. Buffalo? So listen, people love Niagara Falls. There's a place you can get to.
Can I tell you this
Buffalo,
right now?
New York.
Can I tell you this right now? Niagara Falls is one of the first American destinations.
Yeah. I mean, all roads need elites in Niagara.
Basically,
I told
like,
you this.
So from what I can find out, like obviously the ancient Roman elites were taking vacations with fucking boys all the time. But really in America, it doesn't start until after like the Civil War, because that's when the interstate highway comes in. Here's a little fucking education for you people. I read this today. And that's when, you know, people can get around more. The cars, more cars on the road, all that stuff, right? Initially, this dude from Boston, who was like a preacher, wrote a book about the Adirondacks. And people just started going up there being like, yeah, let's go to the Adirondacks. And it was just a bunch of like country bumpkins up there who were like, I'm a guide. Like opportunists, you know what I mean? People were like, they didn't even have places for people to sleep and shit. Because it wasn't an industry before that, you know what I mean? So basically, it was all started for like rich people. Right. Like they said in the 50s, 1% of the population was taking like fucking like vacations, really. You know what I mean? Like, no, like, and that's why whenever like me and Kev Ma were bitching at each other about our vacations, like, that's why, like, I'm like, I didn't go on that many vacations. It's like, because it still wasn't a big thing in the 80s, probably. You know what I mean? Like, I would go to the Cape for a week. We did go to Disney once. I have to say that. Like, my parents, like, I lived a charmed life. I'm not saying like but like, it's not like today where people are like, oh, we're going on to fucking Aruba. We're going to fucking, you know,
2-3 times a year.
Exactly. Right.
Wild.
And here's the problem, right? Maybe that's part of it. Like in my head, like obviously, like I'm not rich. So like, I don't really probably
I can't do it.
Like I was like the Tiger King guy. Like I was like sitting there doing the math in my head being like, I'm not going to financially recover from this ever. like I'm doing the math in my head. So the average vacation cost 2020, Forbes magazine said the average vacation per person is $354 a day. Okay? I was gone for 6 days. I got 5 people in my family. Do the math. I don't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm like, this isn't fun enough for that money. Like, no, for me.
You don't want to hear that final.
You know what
that's,
I mean?
Yeah, that's gross.
So, like, the whole time I'm there, I'm like, this is a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, and then I'm aware. Then I'm more of a, me and Danny were talking this before. I'm a creature of, like, habit and, like, I'm a comfort. Like, the... Like, if I'm being honest, part of the best part of vacation was getting back to my house. Like, getting to my house and being like, all right, I know where I can order food from. Yeah. And, like I know the lay of the land here. Like,
How about that smell when you open the door when you first get back?
Your house smell. Yeah.
Your house the smell, there's nothing like it.
No.
Like, you walk in, even if it's, like, 97 degrees in the middle of the summer.
100%.
Just up in the lakes region of New Hampshire for, like, a week. You get back to your house and crack that door. And like, you're all sticky and you feel like shit.
Yeah.
And you open the door and you smell your house. You're like,
I made it.
Let's fucking go. Dude. West Virginia.
Dude, like, first of all, we get to the beach the first day. You guys saw the pictures. I think I put it on the Instagram, but Tommy's so white.
Yeah,
he
Tommy's
used to do this when he was a baby. Like, when he was little, he would just put a towel over his whole body. He still does it to this day.
I love it.
He's like, I'm just going to burn to a crisp.
Tommy's
right?
My guy.
Yeah. He like Tommy like literally sat on his phone like he could have been here, like nothing changed for him like at all, like, except for where we went out to eat. Played a couple rounds of mini golf.
I go up to Maine and I need SPF 9000.
Oh yeah, 100%. I know the whole time.
There's not enough. Like obviously my kids are caramel, right? And I watch Christy just douse the kids in SPF, and I'm like, I need that.
Yeah.
Bailey needs that. If any one of my kids does.
Yeah.
But let's not waste it on those kids. They're going to tan very fine. They get sunburned too. I'm like, no, they don't. They look like fucking perfect caramel apples.
Like my ideal vacation, honestly, is like, I was talking to Danny about this before. So like when I go to Maine, I know I can get home quickly. Like that's good for me. My mental space is better on that situation. First of all, Tommy got fucked on the way down. And I'm not saying in the biblical sense. Thank God. We all got separated in seats, and he got stuck next to two unaccompanied minors. By the way, I'm always looking for great band names. Unaccompanied minor would be a fucking great band name, yeah. Like our punk band. He's got two unaccompanied minors, probably 8 and 6.
Billy Sylvester just went from 6 to midnight.
You listening, Billy?
Yeah. The brother punched the girl at one point. She just started wailing for an hour. So Tommy's sitting there just listening to this girl. He got us up late and goes,
"Do you have his headphones?"
He doesn't even wear headphones because he doesn't like music.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I would have found a song that day.
I know.
Put it on repeat.
Oh, he did have headphones, actually. He was watching a movie, I think. But you could hear it through the headphones. Like, this girl was screaming. I was a few rows in front of him. But I think, like, I always, like, in general, so many things can fucking go wrong on a vacation that you have no control over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe that. I don't know.
So the thing that me and Brendan agreed on, and again, I've been to DR for 7 days. I've been places 7 days, and I think 7 is plenty long for me.
It's too long for me.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you plan it, and, you know, like, I would love to take my kids to Disney for a 7-day vacation. It's just not in the books right now.
Disney's,
dude,
wild.
I know.
Dude,
but way too much money. Dude.
Here is what I was fine with. When we had our camper up in New Hampshire, you're there from Friday night to Sunday, whenever you want to leave.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And you're an hour and 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Awesome. But it's a whole different world up there.
Yeah.
Freedom.
It's perfect.
They loved it. Loved it. And they're like, can we go to camp a day early? Can we do it? Can we stay a day late?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
That's the amount of time I like to be gone. Like, Thursday to Sunday is perfect for me.
Yeah.
Yep. And an hour and a half away.
That's what I'm saying. And also, like, I wouldn't even call that a vacation, but at the same time, I would.
No, it is a vacation. But of course it is.
100%.
But, like, I remember, like, being in, like, a golf tournament on a Saturday, leaving the family up there. I'll see you guys in a couple hours. Do the golf tournament, drive back up there. And I'm like, it's like you never really left. Yeah. I love that shit.
I'm just, like, a homebody, too. Like, I am. Like, it's not like, I just like being home. I like my house. I like my area where I live. Every time I'm like, me and Maggie be like, well, maybe someday we'll move down to South Carolina. Fuck that. Let me just tell you right now, like, I wouldn't last a week and a half. Yeah. I'd be back here fucking, like, my tail between my legs.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being a homebody.
Nothing. No, and I get it. Listen, I'm giving you my point of view. I'm saying there's tons of people out there that absolutely fucking love to travel, and I'm glad for them. Like, Nate's sister, fucking Amy, Chase and Amy. This girl's in LA. I live vicariously. I go, you know, the best part is I don't have to go to these places. I just look at your Instagram.
Yeah.
She's in LA right now. She was a Tahoe. Like,
my niece Michaela, the same thing.
By the way, you guys missed the boat. I think she found some rich guy based on her Instagram.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Let's see this clown.
Yeah. Let's see this fucking zero.
Let's not talk about the zero I found today, Brendan.
I didn't want to. You can talk about the Patreon, though.
Unbelievable.
All right, hold on. I clipped some things here. All right. Some other takes on vacation. Turn you guys back up.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You know about vacations, right? Of course you do. Look at you lazy piece of shit. You take a vacation every day. Going to the Bahamas, going to Disney, going to your great aunt's beach house up in Maine. And let's be honest, you're taking advantage of her. She can barely walk. Everyone loves a vacation. Oh, joyous day. It's so great. Am I the only one who doesn't like vacations that much? Am I insane? Perhaps I would be as so bold to say that I think they're a little bit more stressful than just staying at home and just eating snacks in your bed. You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to be the brave one, and I'm going to say what I've been thinking for way too long. One of the worst parts of vacation is the fact that other people also go on vacation. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter how much money you spend. There's always going to be some asshole standing next to you tanking your mood because they're such a weirdo. There's always that couple that hate each other and it makes it weird to be around them. And you watch them at dinners and they don't even talk and it's hard to look away from. And that it ruins it, dude.
So that's some guy named Big Tug. What a name, by the way. On YouTube that I found. That is just railing on vacations. I do get stressed on them sometimes. Like, and I, by the way, like I just said, I know that some people will listen to this and be like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like going to like fucking away for like a week and a half. Like, dude, the best part though was we got home on Friday. So like I had a whole weekend.
Yeah.
The best part of my vacation week, I'm not saying, but I love my family. I spent all the time with them. You know what I mean? Was 27 holes with Kevin Bye yesterday. That was the best part of my vacation.
No matter what, down the street. If you go on vacation, you need a couple recharge days before you go back to work after your vacation. 100%, you need it all the time.
100%. Some people recharge with like a hike in the woods. I did with like 9 main beer lunches and 2 high noons.
Yeah, just getting home a couple days early and fucking relaxing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
So when we were, when I was growing up, my parents had zero money. So our vacations was always my grandmother inherited a house from her sister, my great aunt, that was on a lake in, wait for it, Norfolk, Mass. It's not a destination.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a state prison.
Yes. But it's a lake.
Yep.
And we used to go there. We had a little aluminum boat with like a 4-horse motor.
Yeah.
We used to cruise around the lake, fish, swim, run up in the woods. Like we grew up in Somerville, dude.
Yeah.
You go to the woods and a lake, that's fucking like Disneyland for you as a little kid, you know? And it was all my cousins. I've talked about this before. Yep. Where like the adults would take all the kids for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then the next set of adults would come in. And inherit all the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And those adults could go home and like go back to work, but also relax and not have to deal with all the kids.
Right.
Again, me and my cousins, because both of my sides of the family are one of seven. My parents are both one of seven.
Yeah.
So there's a shitload of aunts and uncles, shitload of cousins. I look back on my childhood and those are my favorite memories.
Of course.
Being at the lake with my cousins, brother, aunts and uncles, it's fucking what I love. And me and Melissa, we don't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
We're not going to fucking these destinations. We're not going skiing.
Yeah.
Come on. Connor plays hockey. We're not going skiing.
Yeah.
So now we bring them.
You make choices.
Yeah. You make choices. We go. Now we have friends who have a house. So we go up to the lake. So I'm fishing with my kids. The same shit my parents did with me.
Right.
Growing up. It's fucking awesome. I love it. And I would almost rather that. Now, I've gone on other vacations. And coming up, we are going to Aruba.
Yep. In the rich prick.
In the only reason we're going to Aruba is because it's a fraction of the cost of fucking Disney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we were like, all right, so what are we going to do right now? Are we going to really bring a 7 and 8-year-old to Disney and, like, drag them around these fucking parks for $1 million? No, I'm going to Aruba. Yeah. I think they're going to have more fun at Aruba.
I think Disney.
We'll probably.
I feel like doing Disney is like when you like have to like you got to shank a guy in the yard to like get into to the Aryan Nation. Like it's like part of being,
gonna,
you know what I mean?
We're going to do, that being said, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're just a little bit young right now to like drag around.
I think my kids are that age, but.
Yeah.
And Addie was even.
Yeah, but you have a widespread.
Yeah.
How old was Addy?
I'm rich too. So, I mean, I just got to do it every
lace
year.
Lace curtain.
Yeah, exactly.
How old was Addy?
Addy was like 6 probably or so. She doesn't really remember it.
All right. So the other two were probably at a
So Tommy remembers it. Tess definitely remembers it. But yeah, I agree with you. You don't have to go now.
I'm saying 2 years.
Yeah, dude.
Like, 9 and 10, 9, 11, right around there.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I will say this. I'm going to say this about, because I just railed on vacations.
Yeah.
Disney is one of my favorite vacations.
I've been.
Kev Modge went. He said he's hated it, right?
Dude, you could put him in a bank vault.
Place stinks.
You could put him in a bank vault with the door open. He's like, what is this? Finally, something cool comes
like,
back.
Because here's the thing. Somebody was like, oh, it must be horrible because you're like running around. Oh, Tess said it to me. She's like, it must have been like so stressful for you, Mom, like trying to figure everything out in Disney. I'm like, nope. Because Mom worked with like a person. And literally every day was so planned. And like you get off the airport in Orlando, here's your line. You get new for your trolley. It takes you to your hotel. They've already got your check-in info. You don't have to pull your wallet out. You get your fucking band on.
I would do that. I would do that all day long.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like for a guy like me, who's like, I hate guesswork. Like, oh, what do we do here? What do we do there? It's like that was ideal. It was like, today we're going to the park. We got the fucking 7 Dwarfs ride at 10. We got this at fucking 12. We got to eat at this restaurant. We got a reservation there. I loved it. I had a blast doing that, dude.
But, sign me up for that.
And there's a pool in the fucking resort. Stay there. Give me as many beers as I can drink. And they all cost $50. I don't give a fuck. Right. You know what I mean? I think I told the story where it was like, everything's connected to you. Like, so it was connected to my Amex. And like, I'm like, you initially free up like $1,500 or whatever, right? I'm not talking about tickets, nothing. This is just like spending money. And like on day, like the morning of day 3, like, or like day maybe 4, they called. They're like, I'm like, hello. They're like, Mr. Hearn, you're nearing your limit. They're like, would you like to free up another $1,500? I'm like, not really, but I guess I'm gonna.
You're like, bro, that's not me.
But when I was there,
contest
I'm like,
that shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you though, they have it down. Like the girls had celiac, and that's even like we're going back now 10 years or something, like, or maybe like 8 years.
Yep.
They had a special chef come out to you right in place, be like, hey, I'm going to make sure everything's done correctly. Like, everything is handled for you. So while it's a premium and it's super expensive and annoyingly expensive,
they make sure shit's
I
right.
think it's more value than like spending $6,000 to go to fucking Hilton Head or whatever. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I've been to Disney when I was 12 or 13, right around then. It is awesome. And it's fucking served to you. Like, they take care of everything, right? Yep. But for me, in my position right now,
it just doesn't make sense.
Way too much fucking money.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
We will. I think we will do it. Probably.
Like, I probably don't even know it. I'm still probably paying off this.
Yeah. You probably got a hidden credit card somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You just said that like beers were like $50 or whatever. I know you're exaggerating. Yeah. I'm pretty sure like my last text before my phone died at Fenway. Fenway. Sausage, pepper, and onion. How much you think?
$22.
$22. $22.
I would have bought it though.
I didn't. I starved.
I would have bought it.
Yeah. Starved. That's why those meatballs at the restaurant were so much better when I got off the train.
Once you do something like that, you just have to like go all in and I can't worry about this right now. We're doing it.
You know what? That was the good thing about that trip. I'll say this is that like everything was removed from my field of view.
Yeah.
Because like I forget what the deal was like. Because you can't put it on a debit card. I think you have to have a credit card to do it or whatever it was. That's why I had my Amex. But like, I'm not looking, like your Amex statement isn't like your bank statement where like you could check that every morning. You know what I mean? It's like you get a monthly statement. So you're like, I'm like, whatever. Fuck it. As my buddy Tim says, who owns a business, he's like, any other car will shut you off. He's like, Amex will let you run. They will let you run it up. You know what I mean?
Disney does that on purpose.
Oh, of course. They fucking know. All right, let's get a little Lily Pease ad in the house.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you know what? Tedco.
Okay.
Then Tedco, Lily Pease.
Let's go, Tedco.
All right, get in bed with Ted, my guy Teddy. I was just talking to him last week before I went on vacation. Asked him how everything's going. It's going great. But you know what's not going great? Your home remodel that you've been sitting on waiting to do. All right, so you got to talk to Teddy. All right? They do it. Anything you want to do, like I'm talking about, you want to do your basement. You want to do your deck over. You want to do your kitchen completely over. You want to do your whole first floor. You want to knock down a couple walls. Get that open floor plan you've been dying for. Okay. What's that sound? That's that sound you've been looking for. This is your cousin, Marvin Berry. Chuck. The movie's Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Tedco Inc. 233 Pearl Street, Somerville, Mass. 02145. Get in bed with Ted. 617-996-6827. Give me a little piece.
Friday afternoon before I went to Modern Butcher, Ted came by and checked out my house.
Nice.
For a potential addition.
Nice.
That's what we're talking about doing. Fuck Disney.
We'll put Mickey Mouse on the wall. How about that?
You know what it is? We got to get Disney a sponsor the show. Then we'll all go.
Then we'll have additions and vacations.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's fucking go.
I'm going to reach out to Walt myself today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call him. Yeah. Frozen. Lily Pease Chicken, 50 Binney Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you go to the Binney Street location, parking is validated in the lot attached to the restaurant. You know what you should try there, Brendan? Shishito Peppers.
Love it.
Matt Ricci is quoted as saying these are the best Shishito Peppers in the world.
He's not lying.
No, he's not. LilyPeaseChicken.com. They also have, we're watching the Bruins right now, right? They're at the Garden.
Yep.
They're up 2-1 against Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
They have the Hub Hall locations. Before you go into any playoff, Garden event, Celtics, Bees, go to Hub Hall. Lily Pease has a location there. Get yourself a Hut and Honey. It's my favorite sandwich.
Yep.
Lower Broadway.
Yep.
Brendan.
It's my favorite.
Brendan loves the Lower Broadway. Executive chef and owner, Chris Parsons, LilyPeaseChicken.com, Lily Pease Chicken, 50 Binney Street.
My guy. Misguided Spirits. Let's just rip them off right now. Misguided Spirits. All right, here's the deal. Misguided Spirits. Big Bad James. Employee owned. Ball Square. Fine Wines. Malden. Fine Wines. This is our place. This is our guy. And listen, employee owned. All right? That's the first thing you gotta know. Right? Employee owned. They're the best. I'm looking at right now, the Crooked Vodka over there. All right? They got Hinky Dinks Whiskey. All right? We're talking about some of the best shit you can get on the internet. right?
Handyman
delivered
rum.
To you.
The handyman rum is
you
what I got.
You can get it delivered to your house in certain states.
Yep.
Misguided-spirits.com. Like I said, our guy James is the best. There are fucking, there are only one liquor we drink.
That's
it. We drink Misguided. All right. My buddy Rich Queen actually won the bottle for the, he picked the active draft.
Oh, that's
so
right. Yep.
He's in. By the way, he gave a good idea for another draft.
What was
walk-up
that?
Songs. Best walk-up songs.
Dude.
It's a great one, right? We got to do
Does
it.
That include wrestling? Has to, right?
You could do anything. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that one fits?
It's a great one.
A potential draft? This got to be later on, but
yeah.
Rich Queen?
Yep.
Came up with the best walk-up songs.
Oh, that's fucking great. Great.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but I'm winning that
Big
one.
Big wrestling fan.
Yeah. I just asked him, I go, does wrestling count?
I heard you say that.
You know, he's going to be like, number five, he's going to be like, you was in my left titty. All right, give me Bella's.
Bella's Roast Beef, as you already know, 1211 Osgood Street, North Andover, Massachusetts, number one in our hearts, still crushing it. Did you guys see the picture today of his roast that was on the rack?
Dude, beautiful.
I mean, sick. It's just, if you like food, I don't give a shit if you're a vegan.
Yeah.
I like these guys. They can hook you up over there as well. He's going to look at you kind of funny because he's known to slaughter a cow or two, but that's fine. Harry, Sandra, the entire staff over there, it's always jam-packed. We're not just, they sponsor us, but we're not just pulling teeth.
We couldn't find
there.
A place to sit the other day.
They're unbelievable. Yeah,
we'd love to see it.
BellasNA.com doesn't stand for Narcotics Anonymous, as you know. That's North Andover. Give them a shout. Give them a reach. Give them a reach around and a shout. And tell them that we sent you.
Yeah. By the way, Harry told me he didn't consider us cheating on him when we did Londy's because they're not in the same area. So.
Bing
yeah.
bong.
Not the same.
But, time. I mean, like I said, I love, that's my favorite beef. That's my deathbed beef is my Bella's beef. Harry's the best. By the way, I took a picture of the original owner of a full bull.
Oh, yeah.
That my father used to take when I was a kid. Immediately sent to my dad. He's like, excellent. My father was fucking chuffed. absolutely chuffed, fucking dude. Great. Absolutely fucking great. All right. So let me just, we talk about the money aspect of it, right? Like I said, I'm not fucking rich. You know what I mean? Like, that's obvious. I'm like a regular ass middle-class person,
yep.
Right? In 2020, I worked straight through 2020, like my business. We had a decent year that year, right? We stayed home. We had a fucking Intex pool. I always had a full keg of beer. We didn't go anywhere. It was one of the best years of my life. I had a fucking blast. I had parties in here every weekend. I had cash coming out of my ears. By the time the next year came, when things opened up, we're like, we're in the Cape. We're in fucking Hershey Park.
Yeah.
We're in fucking Maine. You know what I mean? We're in Hilton Head. I'm like, all the money's gone. Like, that's how it goes. You know what I mean? I'm like, I just don't see the fucking overall, I guess, like, to me, I guess what I'm saying is, for me personally, and obviously I want to give my kids those experiences, right? Because that's really what everything that I'm doing these days, other than probably this podcast, and even this podcast, if we make a little bit of money, does something for my kids.
For the kids.
Like, well, I don't really buy anything for myself. I think the last thing I bought for myself really was that guitar. I bought it 2 years ago. I hadn't bought a guitar in 8 years, right? So, like, I don't really buy anything for myself, and I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah. Give me cold beer, my friends, and family, and I'm fucking a pig in shit. You know right. what I mean? So I just don't get anything out of the vacation other than whatever, I guess, seeing my kids happy. But I'll just be fucking honest. Like, they weren't fucking, like, through the roof. Like, it was like a fresh air program, first time they've been to Hilton Head. By the way, we went on a fucking dolphin tour, which was, Maggie does not listen to this podcast, so it's fine. She booked it. She means well. We actually had fun, and I'll tell a story on the Patreon about me and Tommy talking about it. First of all, we couldn't get into the place. It was a bit whole thing because it was where the Heritage Golf Tournament was, so we had to bus in. And Tommy's like, it was like an hour and a half dolphin tour, and he's in the back. He's going, 90 minutes of dolphin madness coming up, right? So, like, I could go on to fucking to Blue Planet or whatever that show, Our Planet, is on 4K, yeah. Watch dolphins, like, fuck, and like fucking go bananas, tell me about their migration and everything. Instead, I'm paying fucking $400 for this dickhead to show. All I'm seeing is dorsal fins. Yeah. Like, that's all I'm seeing. Like, fin comes up. That's a fucking dolphin. Great. I get it. I understand that's a dolphin. The only good thing was they sold booze on this fucking thing. There was six people on this fucking huge boat. I was like, the captain must have been thinking he was never going to financially. I'm like, instead of Maggie, I'm like, this is the week of the Heritage. Like, you'd think this thing would be packed. You know what I mean? But like, I saw like nine.
This guy's not even using a microphone. He's just talking amongst his friends.
Dude, we were 10 minutes in. We had seen like four dolphins. And Tommy's like, I mean, what else are we going to do for an hour and 20 more minutes? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who likes those things. Like, I don't like just looking at a dorsal fin come up and go down and be like, they're probably feeding right now. So, like, great. You know what I mean? Fuck these dolphins.
When we went to, I don't know if it was one of the cruises or it might have been in DR. It might have been DR. But I was 20. I was like by myself. Everyone had like their families and shit. I was with my fucking, no, my dad didn't even go. I was, whatever. And everyone's like, hey, you going to go glass bottom snorkeling with us? And I'm like, not at all. Yeah. And they're like, what? Everyone's going. I go, I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah.
And they're like, why don't you want to go? I go, because I've seen fish. I've been to an aquarium. I get no use for this.
I got nothing. Does yeah. nothing for me.
And I'm like, I'm here with like whatever money I have is I'm going to get a fucking t-shirt. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to fucking look through at fish through a glass bottle. I'm not doing it.
We listen, people started like that origins of Vacations in America was like, this guy writes this whole book about the Adirondacks and people are like, they can't see it because there's no TVs.
Right.
Yeah. There's no fucking pictures of it. Yeah. So they're like, I have to go to it to see it. Right. That I understand. Like I told that story before when I went to Europe with my buddy and like, he was like, you're not going to go see the fucking Leaning Tower of Pisa or whatever. I'm like, you see the Paul Revere statue? He's like, yeah, I know what it looks like. I'm like, me too, but I've never seen it. I don't give a fuck. It's in Boston. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is. I couldn't even tell you where it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Who gives a shit? It's a statue. You can look at a picture of it online.
Who gets
off on that?
It's nuts. I understand.
That's what's wild to me is because all these things in Boston that people like travel here for, I live 10 minutes down the road and I haven't seen them.
Oh, no. So I love the lion sides. Let's fucking jack off on that fucking thing.
Yeah, I love good, history, dude. So I've seen all that shit and I'm cool with it. But here's, all right, perfect example. You get off the airplane. They get the big statue of brochures, right? You pick up one for duck boats. That does it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, honey, we have to go to this. What is a duck boat right now? Yeah. $50 a person?
Godzilla.
way too much money for what
it's
it is.
It's fucking crazy. And like here I am just eating my fucking bologna and cheese.
Don't mind the smell while we dive into the chows.
Yeah, the barges are going right by it in the harbor or whatever. Dude, like, come on.
Now, obviously, listen.
This dude's fishing for sea bass.
All right, I got a good one. I think you'll like this one. It's real quick.
Here's an unpopular opinion. Vacationing with kids sucks. It's literally just parenting on location. I don't know what else to say. It just sucks. It's not what it used to be. Parents, y'all feel me?
Yeah.
That guy's name's like CKO1.
CKO.
He's right.
Basically, like, what the
you gotta parent
message,
more.
The PTC message for today is bring back COVID. We'll vacation in our backyard.
Yeah, but then we'll complain about COVID and the mask. Dude, I'll tell you what the best vacation for me is. When we go up to Maine with my whole extended family, right, which we've been doing for 10 years, 12 years, something like that. We all have houses up there, right, in the same block, basically. Oh, I got to tell you that story in a minute. We got all houses in the same block. And so, like, Tommy's cousin Will's up there. Right? Like, his fucking – they all have a counterpart, basically, except for Tess. And she basically does, too. But, like, they're all entertained, and they have been forever. Right. And there's multiple parents. Like your parents used to do like Scotty, my buddy, would fucking handle them. Nate would handle them, whatever. That's a fucking great vacation because like
awesome.
You just put them all together, you crack meals together and shoot the shit, and it's a fucking great vacation.
And they have a blast.
They have something to do. Yeah. When kids don't have something to do, they become a problem.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? So listen, every year, one of the reasons I first wanted to go to Maine is because I was like, holy shit. These places are really affordable in this area, this Ocean Park area. They're old school, like KP type fucking places, right? Pine board fucking walls. I'm good with that. I don't give a fuck, right? So we get this place. It's like $2,100 a week, which isn't bad, right? There's no word of a fucking lie. I can't believe I'm actually going to say this. It's going to come out of my fucking mouth. So this dickhead who runs the fucking Ocean Park Realty, who literally every time you email this guy, he's got an excuse. Oh, the office flooded. I just got back from vacation. Like, so then my sisters all get their places. I'm still waiting for my fucking contract from the guy. Sends me the contract like a couple weeks ago. It's for the week after they're up there. So I'm like, dude, I told you, he knows this is what we do. Knows who we are. We've been renting through this guy forever. He's like, I got nothing. I got nothing else. So me and Maggie are freaking the fuck out because this is Tessa's last year that she'll be maybe always home for summer and you'll go. Tommy starting to go to football camps. We're like, I'm like, they look forward to Maine more than anything.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I would never be able to let them down on, right? There's one place available for that week in Ocean Park, boys. It's a place, it's on a street where when we used to take the kids to this little tributary river that feeds in the ocean, we'd be like, imagine living on that street, right? You know how much it's costing me? I'm not even going to fucking lie. I'm just going to say it. It's cost me $6,000 to rent a place for a week.
Jesus.
Yes.
In Maine.
The place is fucking sick. Let me just say that. Like, it's a rich person place to rent. Like, it's now it helps that I won $3,500 at
the other night. So the way that you said it, I thought we were going down 8 Mile.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought too.
I thought it was like a ragtag operation.
I thought you were shitting on it.
No.
It's like,
yeah.
This place is the nicest place in Ocean Park.
Okay, so like the way you said, I was like, oh.
Like my sister Emily was like, fucking Daddy Warbucks. I'm like, I had no choice. It was either disappoint my children and be like, we're not going on vacation this summer. Or be like, I'm just going to fucking unload the barrel right now and pretend
what's,
I'm rich.
What's this dickhead doing for you? No insurance on fucking booking?
It's like fucking half-ass shit up there.
Yeah, I know.
So like, and like, I'm like, what do I do? And then I'm like, so Maggie's like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm like, I think we got to just wait and try to find something in the, like the, but then dude, the places have gone up. So like now they're more like 3,500, $4,000. Yep. And then I'm like, I don't want to take the chance. Of course I booked the place, send them the deposit for $3,000. Immediately somebody posts on this thing. It's like,
no,
but it was like an apartment. It wasn't great. And I'm like, I go to the kids. I go, hey, I hope you have a blast because you never stay in a place like this ever again in your life, dude. Like it's ridiculous. I mean, the place is like, if it rains, it's going to be a great week anyways, because the place is like a fucking palace. Like, it's fucking sick. You know what I mean? We're just not going to be able to go out to eat while we're there. or buy food. I go, they're going to repo my car in front of the place. Like, that's how fucking destitute I'm going to be after this. So, by the way, we could use some more Patreon members. You got to sign up. Patreon.com/
We're still in responses.
Yeah. But, dude, like, that goes to show you, like, I think you guys are the same as me. I would just do anything for my kids. So, it's like... Yeah. Yep. And listen, I also do consider things like this. I don't have a boat. I don't have a country club membership, although I am Bellevue's official foster child because I play up there like 10 times a year at least. But I don't have a boat. I don't have a country club membership. I don't have a lot of expensive hobbies. So like, that's how I could justify that to myself. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not really like a fucking huge spender, you know, like it's not. So whatever. We go on this fucking 1 week vacation, shut your mouths and fucking enjoy it. And like, I'm going to
bite the bullet.
Yeah, it is what it is. So anyways.
Well, now I'm so curious to see what this place looks like.
I'll show it to you afterwards.
That's awesome.
Fucking Ludacris. Yeah. Like actually Ludacris owns it. That's how fucking awesome it is. He's the only black guy up there.
So we have we used to do like a family day at Canopy Lake, as you know, for my local.
Oh, yeah.
So they switched it just this year to the, what's the one up in Lincoln, New Hampshire, Meredith? It's like something with the black bears or something. I forget the name of it.
I don't know.
We can look at it afterwards. But
Storyland?
Nope. It's I think it's something called
Is it a park?
Yeah. Like this it's like a small
community. Oh, like a Great Wolf Lodge type of thing?
Kinda. I forget the name of it. Regardless. Yeah. I go, I'm not driving, and it's on a Sunday.
I think you talked about this, yeah.
I go, I'm just gonna rent something.
2 hours.
Yeah, I'm gonna rent something for the weekend. So the best and not best part is it's on the White Mountains, right? But you're getting White Mountain prices in the middle of the fucking summer. And it's like, this means nothing to me. I'm looking at fucking grass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not skiing.
No.
But the houses are still massive.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to do was like invite, you know, some of my family up there to defer the cost a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's only, I mean, I have a big family, but not that big, you know?
Yeah.
So, some of the houses up there really, really nice, but I'm not spending fucking for 3 days. You know what I mean?
You know what the funny thing is? When I just said, fuck it. Just fucking book the place, right, to Mags. She had emailed the lady from another one of the real estate companies. Was like, do you have anything that week? And I book it, right? And the lady goes, oh, are you related to Brendan Ahern? She goes, I was just going to recommend this place. I'm like, I bet you were. It's a great commission for you, isn't it? You fucking loser. Jesus Christ. I'm getting fucking soaked. I'm going to be like just staying next to rich people. And they're going to be like, oh. Look at this poor person standing next to me and it's fucking, I'll be wearing jean shorts and a tank top, like an American flag on it.
Brendan's going to have his Nantucket Reds on with a sweater across his belt.
Bet your ass. I'm going to fucking act like I own like 14 McDonald's establishments or something like that. All right. You ready for voicemails?
Yes, sir.
I actually had more vacation people telling horror stories, but we kind of covered it. So let's see. By the way, I need fucking glasses.
Listen, buddy, this is Jeff Gildane. You motherfuckers better stop talking shit about our shirt. They don't shrink. You just got fatter since your last load of laundry. Stop talking shit. Gildane for life.
I don't know.
It's Gildan, by the way.
Gildan.
Yeah.
If you know Jeff, you call him Gildan, I guess.
Unicorn checking in from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That's right, folks. April vacation is upon us. And, yeah, down here with the family and another family, we're having a great time. I just needed to tell you guys something that just happened because I just had a real vacation moment. I'm in the elevator going down and get to the bottom, and I go to get out, and there's a black guy trying to get in, and this poor black guy. I did not expect a fucking white man to be 2 inches away from the door, immediately walking out as he was trying to walk in. We were like 4 inches away from fucking kissing, and I scared the shit out of this poor dude so bad, okay? Imagine this poor fucking man's surprise when my Caucasian face just poked right out. He jumped like 12 inches. Was like, oh, sorry about that. And then he just began to run. He like was awkward in the moment, got nervous about it, and just started fucking sprinting away from me down the hallway to his hotel room. I just scared a black man in South Carolina, and I feel bad. I'm going to go find him and apologize.
You thought you were not.
You guys know that I love you. Fuck you, jump down.
All right, that is one of...
I would run from the unicorn,
another quick story from Myrtle Beach. Sorry about that. We're in the pool a couple days ago. Me, my wife, my buddy, his wife. Both wives have huge fucking tits. I'm talking like jugs.
Sick fuck.
And, you know, they're wet because they're in the pool. And it's, you know, it's a spicy moment. And they're having a couple of fucking high noons. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And anyway, ultimately, what ends up happening is we decide. I think it's a great opportunity for everybody to just turn over a new leaf. The chick should make out. Dude should watch. And then we'll go upstairs. And they were like, we have all these kids. That would never happen. But it's cute. And my buzz, it just got killed. I know, kind of a somber fucking story. But for a moment, I was like, there's a chance. Me and my buddy were like, fuck it. I mean, we're not getting any younger. And the girl just immediately were like, oh, yeah, we're in. No, we're not. Because you're married. And marriage is awesome. All right, you guys. I love you so much. Hopefully this wasn't fucking depressing.
That was great.
I miss you fucking 9 states away. Love you, Jumptown.
I'm hotter than Chinese arithmetic right now.
Yeah. It was one, Jumpy.
It was less depressing and more creepy.
Yeah.
The best part is I could guarantee it's true, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I can guarantee it's true. All right. We got a few more, too. This guy might be a first time, third time.
So apparently I'm not fucking done leaving mediocre voicemails from South Carolina. One more quick story. In the pool, the chicks, you know, they're in fucking bikinis. They both have big racks. We've already covered this. We're talking about porn. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And I mentioned the word category. And they were like, well, one of them asked me, what's your go-to category? And I immediately, with zero hesitation, said, double vaginal. I'm big into double vaginal. And both women just looked at me and then looked at each other. And they're like, he's kidding, right? And I was like, yeah, obviously. I watch lesbian stuff. Just two chicks. I don't think I saved it, but I tried. That's all I got. I fucking love you guys. Long drive ahead of me. Maybe I'll plug into the podcast and just make my family listen to you fucking retards. All right. You're not supposed to say retards, but it's a voicemail. Love you.
Oh my God, that is fucking classic right there. That is so fucking
it's unicorn awesome. To the T.
Boys, what's going on? Been a while since I've been able to call in. Back to working nights, fixing these
potholes
that you guys seem to hate. But you're going to complain about the traffic that it creates when you have to shut it down. But irregardlessly, it's Friday night. Just listening to some of the podcasts from the other day. Fucking Danny, great win. Great win. I can't believe the guys you play. I don't know. When you listen to the podcast, you know how it goes. Anyways, whatever. But I was calling anyways to just talk about racial profiling. Not simply just I don't know if it's racial profiling. It's not just like a black and white thing, though, right? So real quick. So I'm back to work. And when I work, I do like long shifts, whatever. So I came home from like an 18-hour shift, the night to the afternoon. Fuck it. Turn the corner, walk into my house. My driveway's on the side of it. And there's this fucking old dude, like, taking a piss right across the street from my house. Now, for an idea of what it looks like my house is, this houses are, my streets, houses on one side, and then Route 1's on the other. It's like an embankment, so there's nothing on the other side, really. And old dude's just like, dick out, taking a piss. So I'm like, yo, buddy, fucking beat it. He looks at me and like said something like, I'm the crazy one for telling him to leave for taking a piss in front of my house. I'm like, buddy, put your fucking dick back in your pants. Get the fuck in your car and leave, right? Not to be on like any tough guy shit, but you know, I'm like, dude, I got fucking kids here. I only got one, but you know, whatever. Irregardless. You know. So it's like, not only that, like, mate, but he looked like fucking, you know, he looked like Lester the Molester. He, like, he had rape glasses on, like the whole nine, like fucking, you know, wild. So it's like, you see shit like that, you base that racial profiling off of that, that he looks like a fucking pedophile. You want him out. I don't know where I'm going with this one, but I had to get that off my chest because it bothered me.
Welcome anyway, to therapy.
Back to that draft real quick. I can't believe when Johnny Depp came up, this, your first reaction was Wonka. And nobody said, like, Blow. That he was in Blow. Boston George. One of the greatest characters of all
time. I
thought
I mentioned he was in Blow.
I said, also, yes, I said George Young.
Real quick, Fredo from The Godfather. Brendan, that story you were telling about the chick that was in the movie that whatever. That was your fifth pick.
That was Meryl Streep. Yeah, I know. I realized that afterwards.
At the time that did that shit.
Look at that. Kev knows his shit.
Anyways, boys, looking forward to hearing this Sunday's episode.
That's our guy, Kevin Connor.
Look forward to seeing you and to hearing you. And
Kev O'Connell with the fucking rambling, long voicemail.
I love it.
That went nowhere.
I'm here for it, by the way.
But he's talking about dicks out. A lot of that going around.
Yeah. Right? Talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Not mine, but...
not any of us.
Dude, you know what?
No one could tell.
You know what's funny, though? If you're going to profile a pedophile, it's always a white guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I know that there are, like, blacks, and I'm sure Asian... By the way, Jesus, blacks, like, fuck them, yeah. Like, Jesus
Wicked
Christ.
Aggressive.
I spent a little too much time in the South, I think. anyways, no, but, like, I know there's, obviously, every race has pedophiles, but, like, you see a guy with glasses and, like you know, like, a fucking tucked-in shirt that has mustache. A stain on it, in a mustache, yeah. Like, that, in a blue van, you're like, that guy is trying to fuck a kid.
100%.
You know what I mean? He's like an ancient Roman guy. In ancient Rome, he'd be celebrated. They'd be like, oh, yeah. Fucking Ken's the best. Fucking
you know Ken. His name's Ken. Classic. You know his name's Ken.
Ken's always getting up to something, you know? He's a little rascal, you know? All right, hold on.
Yo! It's your man Adam Jump Jumptown, and I know I should be there, but I'm here. I just wanted to take this minute to say sorry to everybody if you thought I was going to be on this show, because I should have been on this show, but business is on the up and up. It's taken off. The links are ready. They're swinging the clubs. Man, Adam Jumptown's got to be there because he's the head of the house. He's holding it down, and he's doing what he's got to do. We can't half-ass anything. We can't put out nothing half-assed. Got to maintain and keep that quality high. Always been the goal. Always has been the goal. Speaking of goals, it finally feels good to get a little bit of give back for all the time your man Jumptown has been giving back. Supporting local because we are local. That's the mission. Always has been. Always will be, guys. Jumptown, New England IPA. You guys might be sipping on some of this by the time you listen to it. We don't know. But we do. Guys, we'll get on that show soon. We'll get it lined up. Doobie Wings. Beef. We don't know. It's all coming on so soon, and I hope you guys are ready.
Love it.
Keep the quality high.
Love it. We got one more.
Hey, fellas, April vacation.
Yes.
On Epstein Island, kicking it on the beach. Diddy's DJing, having some crab rangoon, waiting on my drink. Hey, Bobby, you need help with those?
Thank you.
So Dr. Strange decided to come out of retirement to spew venom on my guy, Robin Tug Bob. Come on, man. Belichick, the guy that threw Brady under the bus for Deflategate. Belichick, the guy whose last 10 drafts produced 5 legit players out of 100 picks. Belichick, the guy that wanted Jimmy Glass over the GOAT. kiss two Super Bowls goodbye. Belichick, the guy who benched Malcolm Butler for Eric Sloan Rowe because poor Stevie Belichick's wife got nailed by Malcolm, the guy who won you a Super Bowl, for God's sake. Just to toss one away. Sorry, don't know a grown man who gets butthurt over a grandpa getting a handjob from a lovely Korean woman, for God's sake. Jesus, Dr. Strange, settle down in Mom's Bill Ricker basement apartment and stop getting all riled up on the mountain doing Funyuns, bud. Peace out.
Let me just say something right now.
Hey, the battle.
If you watch
the rivalry is back.
That's what I'm saying. If you watch YouTube and you see my face, the smile, like, we haven't had this rivalry back.
Yes,
this is like, this is like Sox Yankees back when it was like whack when it meant something. You know what I mean?
I love it.
I love it. All right, listen, that was a great show. That was a lot of fun. As we discussed, we'll be talking on the Patreon about some stuff we couldn't talk about there.
Yeah.
Fun
stuff. And by the way, that's not you don't have to join it, but if you want to hear that, you should. Welcome to the new Patreon people. We'll be reaching out this week to clear up all the stuff about the golf tournament. If you want to find a very high end place to rent in Maine, I got a lead on something. So, all right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see the rest of you on Patreon. Peace out.